The benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police forces in six cities across four states reporting their 911 lines were down on Wednesday. The cause still unknown. But just yesterday, analysts from the Homeland Security Department warned that emergency call centers have become a likely target for cyber attacks. House Speaker Mike Johnson moving forward with a vote on aid for Ukraine and Israel in separate packages, even though ABC's Rachel Scott says it could cost him the gavel.
The Speaker of the House was asked why he believes it's worth risking his job to provide additional aid to Ukraine, and he said because it's the right thing to do. So he is moving forward with this complicated plan to bring that $95 billion package that was passed in the Senate with aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan and separate it into four different bills.
Some hardline Republicans want the Ukraine money tied to border security. There is a settlement in the works by which the Justice Department would pay the victims of former gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar $100 million for FBI failures in investigating him. This is ABC News. Several people now under arrest a year after one of the biggest heists in Canadian history, $16 million worth of gold and cash stolen in Toronto.
Authorities say one suspect, 25-year-old Durante King McLean, used a falsified pickup form at Air Canada's cargo warehouse, signed by an employee at the airport, allowing him to park his white cargo truck at a docking bay. Months later, McLean was pulled over in Pennsylvania for a traffic violation. Police say they found him with 65 guns. They say that led them to $430,000 in cash, six gold bracelets, and tools to melt gold.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Police are still looking for more suspects, including a former Air Canada employee. The UAW looking to expand beyond Detroit's big three automakers. Voting underway now at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where employees are deciding whether to unionize. Workers have until tomorrow to cast their ballots. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates. Today's update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Blake Perkins hit a single in the eighth inning to crack a scoreless game and lead the Brewers to a 1-0 win over the Padres yesterday. King did not allow a runner past first base until the eighth inning, when Bryce Terang stole second after hitting a single. King was charged with a run when Terang scored on Perkins' single off Wandy Peralta. Elsewhere, San Francisco 3-1 over Miami. The Mets beat Pittsburgh 9-1. Washington 2-0 over the Dodgers. The Cubs 5, Arizona 3. Philadelphia 7-6 over Colorado. In the American League, Baltimore 4, Minnesota 2. Texas 5-4 over Detroit. Kansas City 4, the White Sox 2. The White Sox won the nightcap 2-1. Yankees 6-4 over Toronto. Boston 2, Cleveland nothing. The Angels 5, Tampa Bay 4. Atlanta 5-4 over Houston. Oakland 6, St. Louis 3. Seattle 5-1 over Cincinnati. Some NBA play-in games. Philadelphia 105 and Miami 104. Chicago 131, Atlanta 116. From the NHL ice, Tampa Bay 6, Toronto 4. The Islanders 5-4 over Pittsburgh. Dallas won a shootout over St. Louis 2-1. And Arizona 5-2. Over Edmonton.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today, a high of 53 with light rain likely by later this morning. Could be a wet day today. West winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Decreasingly cloudy tonight and chilly. Frost possible in some spots, a low of 33. Friday, sunshine at times, blustery winds and cool, a high of 53. West winds at 15 to 25 and gusty. Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and cold. Frost likely, a low of 30. Saturday, partly cloudy, continued cool and breezy, a high of 51. In Richland Center, we're up 5 degrees from the overnight low. It is 46. And by the way, welcome to Thursday, April 18th.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauling marbles and rocks and thought it twice before. I hauled a Barbie doll before the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand. It's something women like about a pickup man.
I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I seen was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man.
You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a good pivot. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, she wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. There's just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights I could be found in the bed of my truck on an old chase line. Back in my spot at the driving show. You know the cargo lights give off a romantic glow.
I never have to wait in line. Cause there's something women like about a pickup man.
You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, you wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You get something women like about a pickup man. About a pickup man.
Oh, drop that pickup now, boys.
Hicks Tape featuring Joe Diffie and Post Malone and a pickup man. Good morning from WRCO. Filney with you on a Thursday, 18th of April. And it looks like a little more rain in the forecast for today. Doesn't look like anything like real significant or hard or anything severe, but we could be in line for some rainy weather again later today. And we had quite a bit of rain yesterday and the day before as well. And have to admit, we had lots of questions yesterday because we had a little bit of lightning issues and some things here weren't working yesterday morning when I arrived. And so spent part of the morning troubleshooting here and there. But we did figure out later on that our electronic rain gauge was off. And I kind of consulted with Tony Schumacher and he said, no, what you're reading is right. Well, I think we were in a little heavier pocket than when he thought. So did some checking, and we actually were a little bit closer to that 2-inch mark like some of the folks were north of town. It looked like we were, if you added in what we had on Monday and then what we had on Tuesday and then what we had yesterday morning, we were just less than a couple of inches. So 86 one-hundredths, I believe, on Tuesday, and then 96 yesterday morning. So that was the total. But because, again, things were shut off and blinking and everything else, we kind of restored it later in the day and figured out that, technology had failed us. Or actually, I guess Mother Nature and the lightning had kind of taken us down there for a little bit. But anyway, much-needed rain. It looks like that helps a little bit, at least for the time being, with the fire danger. But sometimes that doesn't last very long either. We all know how windy these spring days can be, right? Here's Chris Cagle.
She said, I love you to me. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Day one, I thank God I said hello on Fifth Avenue.
Brothers, NWRCO, what you need is a sugar daddy. Sugar, it's 619.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa Know-How.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes, my honey, he's a dog. He's joking, ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog. What a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own.
Everly Brothers on WRCO Radio and Bird Dog. Thinking about you, Squirt. Indeed. Squirt, he's doing all right. We've had some questions about him. You know, he's aging, and, you know, not so gracefully, but, you know, neither am I for that matter. But anyway, no, he's doing fine, and he's really glad that the storms are over, too. He doesn't like storms. But he's always listened to that old thing about one of the safest place to be during a storm is in your bathroom or in your shower, in your bathtub. So usually if he senses lightning or thunders, whoop, jumps in the tub right there. Oh.
I just walked in and you were gone to your mama's, I suppose. Looks like you won't be back, so I thought you ought to know. I found that note you left today. It only took you half a page. I'm gonna grab my old guitar, take a pencil from the jar, fill in the empty space. I'm gonna tell you how I feel, straight up genuine and real. Open a bottle of 90 proof and write a song for you, like Christophe person would do. In each line you're gonna hear, it's my fault and I miss you. I know it won't be in time, it may not even rhyme, but all it has to be is true. Christofferson would do. Oh, here you go. Hey! Christofferson would do. I'm gonna drink this bottle of 90 proof and sing a song for you, like Christofferson would do.
Tim McGraw and Christofferson. Here on WRCO FM 100.9, a Thursday morning get-together. Coming up, news, weather, and sports to get you updated today.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale April 19th through the 22nd and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30 and news time today is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for cloudy and cool conditions. Light rain developing by later this morning, a high of 53. Tonight, decreasing clouds and chilly. Frost possible in some areas, a low of 33. And then for the next couple of days, Friday and Saturday, temps in the low 50s. We start out today, 5 up from the overnight low. It's 46.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. All 72 Wisconsin counties have low wildfire danger. That follows rainfall Tuesday night into Wednesday. It's a significant improvement from earlier in the week when all but two counties had high or very high fire danger. It's not all good news, though. High winds from Tuesday night, severe weather, tore the roof off a historic building in Detroit. The Pump House building houses three nonprofit agencies, and those tenants are now seeking temporary offices. The Pump House was built in 1885 and is listed on the state and national registers of historic places. There's a new Marquette Law School poll out.
The latest poll has the former president supported by 51% of registered voters in Wisconsin, President Joe Biden by 49%. The numbers are identical among likely voters. In the U.S. Senate race, Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin has the support of 52% of registered voters. Republican challenger Eric Hovde is at 47%. Among likely voters, the race is a dead heat, both at 50%. The survey conducted April 3rd through 10th, interviewing 814 registered voters with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.8%. 736 respondents were considered likely voters. The margin of error for that group is plus or minus 5%. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows the state's general fund will be dropping significantly from record highs following the pandemic. Researcher Jason Stein says the fund will be dropping from over $6 billion to under $4 billion. The drop in the fund comes after the Republican-led legislature and Governor Tony Evers raised some spending and lowered taxes last year. WPF says Wisconsin will be able to cover any current short-term debt spending, but will need to carefully consider any major new spending or cuts. No one was injured in a house fire over the weekend in Viroqua. The Viroqua Fire Department responded to the structure fire Saturday afternoon around 3:20 at 606 East Linton Street in the city. When firefighters arrived, flames were coming out of the windows of the home. The fire was brought under control quickly and extinguished. The home received smoke and heat damage throughout, although the fire was contained to the kitchen area. No one was home at the time of the fire. Firefighters were on the scene for about 3 hours. Richland Center Large Item Pickup will be held this Saturday. Large Item Pickup is for items that are not collected during regular weekly household garbage pickup. Large item collection includes couches, chairs, tables, carpeting, and the like. Items not included are lumber, construction materials, brush, appliances, microwaves, televisions, air conditioners, or any computer equipment. All items should be at the curb by 6 o'clock this Saturday morning. All bagged garbage should be placed out for the regular garbage pickup in the city of Richland Center. In an effort led by Community Resource Officer Jared Wilson, the Richland School District has launched Ride with a Cop, aimed at allowing students in 3rd through 6th grade to ride to school with Officer Wilson. Students also have the opportunity to get a tour of the police department and even activate the emergency lights and radar in the squad car. Each week during April, one student from a designated grade level at the Richland Center Intermediate School is chosen. Students are nominated by a staff voting process, and the families of winning students are contacted by Officer Wilson to arrange the pickup. This effort is one of many supported by Officer Wilson, who resides in the Richland School District, thanks to a partnership between the Richland Center Police Department and the district, which began last July. Wisconsin leads the nation when it comes to fatal crashes involving wrong-way drivers. From 2013 through 2022, the National Highway Safety Administration says just over 9% of fatal crashes in Wisconsin involved wrong-way drivers. That compares to the national rate of 3.5%. A study a few years ago by AAA found that drunken driving, older drivers, and driving alone increase the risk of fatal wrong-way crashes. Nighttime driving is also a factor, with 78% of wrong-way collisions occurring between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. And community members are invited to take part in the Compass Now Community Health Needs Assessment for Vernon County. The Vernon County Health Department, along with Compass Now, will hold stakeholder meetings for the public to give input on the most important community issues impacting health. Meetings will be held today from 4 until 6 at the Viroqua McIntosh Memorial Library. A second meeting will be held next Wednesday from 4 until 6 at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. For more information, call Amy at 608-637-5251.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Today's forecast calls for cloudy conditions and cool with light rain likely by later this morning. A high of 53, west winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. This evening, decreasing clouds and chilly, frost possible in spots, a low of 33. Friday, sunshine to partly cloudy, blustery winds and cool, a high of 53, west winds 15 to 25. For Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and cold with frost likely, a low of 30. Saturday, 51, and Sunday, near 60 degrees. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 61. We hit that early in the morning. We did pick up 96 one-hundredths of an inch of rain during the early morning hours yesterday. Right now in Richland Center, barometer steady at 30.05, and the air is calm. No precipitation today. And we're up 5 from the overnight low. It is 46 degrees. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community health and healthier living by the Simon's Recreation Complex. Also, the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at today's high school schedule. Details on a nice, close Brewer win yesterday as well.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Well, the high school sports schedule could be in jeopardy again today with some rain in the forecast. Richland Center events include softball action, the Hornets to host Prairie du Chien today. Likewise, the Richland Center soccer team will be hosting Prairie du Chien as well. Both events start at 5 o'clock. For River Valley, the River Valley soccer team is hosting Platteville-Lancaster. Softball is playing at Platteville as well, and the River Valley baseball team is taking on Cuba City at Cuba City. Riverdale has track and field action today for the Bulldog Relays at Bosquel High School. Also, the Riverdale baseball team has a game scheduled at Darlington for varsity action today, and the Riverdale softball team is playing at Cuba City. Weston is in action in the Ridge and Valley. The Silver Eagles are at Lafarge. Ithaca is playing baseball and softball at home against Kickapoo, among the events slated in the area. News came yesterday that the WIAA's 515 member schools will vote to allow or not allow name, image, and likeness at the high school level in the state of Wisconsin. That vote coming up next Wednesday. Currently, 31 other state associations around the country allow it, and if passed, it would take effect at the end of May, as high school students would be able to sell their name, image, and likeness. Marquette brings a familiar face back to Milwaukee as its new women's head basketball coach. Kara Consuega was a Marquette assistant from 2004 through 2011. She joins the Golden Eagles from a head coaching position at Charlotte. Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins singled in the only run of the game in the eighth inning of a 1-0 win over the Padres that ended a three-game losing streak for Milwaukee and avoided a sweep of the series by the visitors. Abner Uribe got the win in relief. It was the first time the Padres have been shut out in more than a year and a half, and the win leaves Milwaukee in possession of first place in the National League Central. Bryce Tarang, who scored that winning run, was asked about how they decide when he's going to run and try to steal bases.
He was pretty quick to the plate, and you kind of just have a feeling, and me and QB talk about it, and I felt like that was the pitch to go on. And you saw them earlier in the at-bat, the heater's up in the zone, you know, they knew I'm trying to get to second, and so just finding right times to go, and I thought that was a good pitch to go on, and it worked out.
The Brewers, a half game up on the Cubs, will start a weekend series at home against the Cardinals coming up Friday, with Freddie Peralta starting the opener. That is coming up this weekend. Other games, yesterday the Cubs were winners against Arizona 5-3, Philadelphia 7, Colorado 6, Washington 2-0 over the Dodgers. The Mets 9, Pittsburgh 1, San Francisco 3-1 over Miami. Elsewhere, Baltimore 4-2 over Minnesota, Texas 5, Detroit 4, Kansas City 4-2 over the White Sox, the Yankees 6, and Toronto 4. The White Sox won the nightcap over Kansas City 2-1. Also last night, Boston 2, Cleveland 0, the Angels 5, Tampa Bay 4. Interleague play, Atlanta 5-4 over Houston, Oakland 6, St. Louis 3, Seattle 5-1 over Cincinnati in Major League Baseball. A couple of play-in games in the NBA playoffs. Philadelphia 105, Miami 104, Chicago 131, Atlanta 116. The odds are stacked against the Bucks in their first round NBA playoff series with the Pacers. They have to start the series without forward Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Indy took 4 of 5 meetings this season with the two-time MVP, putting up some impressive numbers. Giannis averaged more than 42 points and 13 rebounds against Indiana, scoring 64 in Milwaukee's only win. The team could never slow down the fast-paced Pacers offense. The first game of the series is coming up in Milwaukee on Sunday night. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
Kentucky Headhunters on WRCO and a rock and roll angel. After the lightning strike and everything on Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm not sure a rain gauge is still working or not working, but I stick my hand out the window and it is raining. I can tell that now. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We're 10 minutes away from the hour, and old Henry Bray will be in a little bit later on to tell some tales. And this is Megan Maroney on FM 100.9.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drink sizes me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 and PCB? Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram, tearing me down, passing the phone around like there's nothing better to talk about. Zooming out, zooming in, overanalyzing like the queen of the mean girls committee. But hey, whatever helps, keep on telling yourself I'm not pretty. In high school.
Yeah, right.
Megan Maroney on WRCO Radio. We're at 45 degrees at 7 minutes before 7 and 6/100ths of an inch of rain in the rain gauge today.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Attention educators, the Riverdale School District is looking for a dedicated individual to fill the position of junior and senior high school principal starting July 1st, 2024. Located in Muscadet, the district offers a dynamic learning environment in a rural setting. As principal, you'll play a crucial role in shaping the educational experience for students in grades 7 through 12. Responsibilities include overseeing educational programs, student learning outcomes, behavioral expectations, teacher supervision, and more. They're seeking a candidate with exceptional communication skills, a collaborative mindset, and a commitment to student success. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're passionate about education and ready to make a positive impact, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26th, 2024. Join them in shaping the future of our students and community at Riverdale. Celebs with birthdays today include actor James Woods, who is 77. Actor Rick Moranis is 71. Ventriloquist Jeff Dunham, very funny man, he is 62. Talk show host Conan O'Brien turns 61. And TV personality Kourtney Kardashian is 45 today. Happy April 18th. This is Scotty McCreary.
When you say I love you before you hang up the phone, when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her. A bad day, when you shut up and listen to what she has to say, when you tell her she's stronger than the storm blowing in, when you're there when she just needs a friend, it matters to her, it stays on her mind, when you put her first, every single time, when you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't know.
Rain in 45 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update today from ABC News is next at 7 o'clock, sponsored